the 8th of May. Hello everyone, I'm Ted.
And I'm Ezzy. We've got lots to share from another exciting week here at BPA.
There's been a really lively feeling around school this week, with children across the school taking part in all sorts of creative activities, trips and challenges. It's been great seeing so many people enjoying their learning and trying new things.
A big highlight was definitely the Year 2 visit to West Wittering. The children spent the day exploring the beach environment, taking part in games, making artwork from natural materials and learning more about the coastline while having loads of fun in the sunshine.
Meanwhile, Year 3 have been travelling back in time to ancient Egypt. They explored how mummification worked by carrying out their own experiment using tomatoes, which sounds strange but also very memorable.
Everyone's now waiting to see the results next week.
There's also lots to look forward to over the next few weeks because two children's authors will soon be visiting BPA. Jenny McLaughlin and Abby Longstaff will both be coming in to work with the children and inspire lots of reading and storytelling.
Another important reminder this week is about our celebration assemblies. These are a chance for children to bring in awards or certificates from activities outside school so everyone can celebrate their successes together.
Over at the Willows, this week's feature focuses on Mrs. Holcoop, who enjoys getting to know children from different year groups. We also discovered she'd love to have the magical tidying powers like Mary Poppins.
And this week's staff spotlight is on Mrs. Woodley from Year 2. She's worked with children for many years and loves helping children feel proud of their achievements. We also learned that she once got the chance to hold actual rocks from the moon, which is amazing.
Finally, we want to wish Year 6 lots of luck for next week as they begin their SAT. Everyone knows how hard they've worked this year.
That's everything from us this week.
Thanks for listening.
Have a great weekend, everyone.